Hey, what's up? This is Miss Goody coming at you with another podcast, another segment, and you know when I come, I'm coming real. So, okay. I have been asked a little question. Kind of like it's not weird. It's not complicated to answer. It's just the fact like it hit me off guard, you know? So the question was, how do you preserve yourself for somebody who loves you when you're not strong enough to preserve yourself for somebody to love you? And when I say it hit me off guard, I'm like, wow, like this is a real topic that somebody's giving me to talk about. So I kind of broke it down like this, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I also introduced the person to my podcast also, so they pretty much know that I'm gonna, you know, talk about this topic. How you preserve somebody, you know, preserve yourself until somebody actually love you the right way, and how you actually can be strong enough to actually wait for somebody to love you the right way. It's all about a mental mindset thing, you know. It's very mental, you know. It's a lot of lust out here, you know. You grown and you're sexual active, and you know, you grown and you got, you know, different people asking you to, you know, go out on dates or hang out or Netflix and chill, and you know, you want it like that, you know. But you also have to think about yourself and how you have to kind of preserve yourself for at least to see if you're going to find that one specific person that actually can love you out here. And that don't mean that you have to like shut yourself down and say, I'm not going to date nobody until I find this person and that person, until this person, that person show me their real self. You know, it's not like that. You know, you just need to shut down the catching feelings part easily, and you shut down the having sex part fast, you know, because that's mainly the two things that really allow somebody to destroy you as a person, you know. Because one thing, once you let your feelings out towards somebody and you know that they got a part of you and you own a part of them, you know, with, you know, outside of friendship, you're gonna most definitely have some strings attached to that part of yourself. You know, you're also gonna have that person in your mind, you know, even if you're with that person that's supposed to love you for long term, you know. And I feel like even with the sexual part, you know, you still have to block that out your mindset, because once you give a person that part of your body and you're connected to that person, because you can always think back and reminisce and say, dang, like, you know, I did, you know, allow this person or whomever to, you know, play with me like that, you know, and they actually do have some strings attached to you, only because they know how it feels to be with you, and you have strings attached to them because you know how it feels to be with them and things like that. So it's kind of like you have to learn how to preserve yourself, is what I'm saying, and know what you're looking for. And I, you know, I constantly talk about standards and not lowering your standards, and I totally get the fact, like, you know, like I said, you sexual active, you want sex or whatever. Most people don't know how to, you know, get toys, buy toys, and, you know, have fun with themselves until, you know, they see if this person is the right person for them. Because it's not, if you want the right person, it's not about how good the sex is. Like, have sex within the first night, because you could be with them for 3 months and da da da, this and that. You know, that social media tells you and the world tells you that, you know, you can have sex, you could feel like you want to be with somebody that day for the rest of your life, and you can have sex with them. So You don't have to wait 3 months or a month to, you know, figure out if you want to, you know, sleep with them or not. And that is so true, but it's so untrue, because once you allow that person inside of you and you're connected with that person, it's just like it destroys everything else that you want this person to actually know about you. You know, so if the person respect the fact that you know that if they want something real, they want something real. If they want just, you know, to sleep around and be sex buddies and partners, and they don't want nothing real, but you want something real, you're wasting your absolute time, and you need to have zero tolerance built within yourself. And that's for me and anybody else, you know. And like I said, I broke it down to that person like that, you know. It's just how much tolerance, you know, do you have inside of yourself to give a person that much access to you that easy, you know. And if you're looking for something real, you most definitely gonna say, I have standards when it comes to a relationship. I have standards when it comes to my future. I want to, even though I can't preserve myself, you know, and take back everything that I have done in the past, you know, you love somebody else, or you lust over somebody else, or you slept with somebody else, even though you can't take all that back, you can preserve yourself for the future. You know, and a lot of people just don't understand that, you know, you just gotta stop allowing yourself to be weak to everybody that you meet, you know, because you know when you want that person, you're gonna absolutely unpreserve yourself for that man or that woman. So a lot of times people forget about knowing each other and knowing if they actually belong together on the emotional state of mind, and knowing what each other want and what each other looking for, only because they let their feelings and sex get in between first, you know, because that's the hardest part to keep up with, for real, because respecting somebody's feelings and always wanting to, you know, try new things and having somebody that's compatible with sex with you, you know, that's your comfort level. But it's also the easiest part to do, because you can just easily do those two things and get it out of the way and forget about the person's feelings and just go with the flow, you know, of learning the person, you know, as long as y'all have sex and y'all catching feelings for each other. And that's not legit. That's not how you're actually going to be able to find somebody. I feel like deep down inside of me, that's just me, on my behalf, on my opinion speaking, you know, from the questions that I was asked. And it's very tough out here, you know, it's a lot of temptation out here and things like that. So you most definitely have to be a strong person. And if you're not strong enough, I say just spend some time with yourself, you know what I'm saying? Spend a couple of weeks, a couple of months, you know, just doing things that interest you, you know, getting your mind off of just quick, easy fixes, you know what I'm saying? Just quick, easy moments with a person, and find out yourself and build yourself up to be stronger, you know, in the mindset. And then once you actually be able to sit down with somebody and you know that you're strong enough, you could be able to sit down with somebody and be able to talk to them, and you could actually see where the person's mindset is and what they want in the future. Because like I said, leave your emotions out of it, but leave your mindset open, and leave, you know, sex out of it. Like if a person automatically jump into a whole sexual conversation and you just like, you know, I want the real deal thing, you know, I know that I'm gonna get that part of you if you allow me to have that part of you, but I'm not focusing on that, I want something real. And if a person say, well, I'm not ready for nothing real, I mean, we gotta look at it. I see if you weren't ready, but why would you sit there and still force yourself onto somebody when they don't want anything real at that moment? They letting you know the truth. And why would you force yourself onto somebody? And even though you like them, why would you force them through sex to say, oh, I really like this person? because they are just going to be sexual involved with you. You know, they're not ready for a relationship. And like I said, your feelings going to be wide open because you feel like this person is obligated to you now. And you're going to most definitely be hurt because this person already warned you that he wasn't ready at all for that part of life. You know, they don't want that part of life. So if they just want sex, you're like, I can't get it to you. I could be your friend, but I can't give you that part. And don't let them feed into false relationship promises. You know, that's another thing people find out. Oh, they can't get you in that way. So I just told this person I don't want a relationship, and they refuse to, you know, want to, you know, be intimate with me now. So now I'm going to pretend so I can get it. And then, like I said, if you let them have it, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt because from the jump, they don't want you in that way. They don't want you for long term, you know. And it may be your friend, you may know them for long term, but 9 out of 10, y'all gonna stop talking to each other at some point in time, you know, because you're probably gonna find somebody, they're gonna find somebody, and y'all probably just talk on and off, you know. And maybe in the future, if y'all really like each other and y'all don't get all jacked up by, you know, the next person, y'all gonna come back together and y'all may be one. You know, that person might say, you know, automatically ready. And it's a shame that when you really like somebody, you see potential in somebody, and they have to go with somebody else before they figure out how much they care for you. You know, like their mindset is that jacked up where they fall into their feelings because they meet somebody like, damn, like, I had somebody who actually wanted something with me, wanted to love me, but I chose this role of absolutely a mirror image of myself that doesn't love me at all. So they start to feel used. So you also have to watch out for things like that. You know, people who just come back when they feel like, you know, damn, I found myself in another person, you know. So they hurt, so they want you to heal them and take the baggage on that another person put on them, and you wanted something real, you know. And with that being said, learn how to just gain your own strength. Don't be scared to get by yourself and love yourself first before you can love anybody the way that you know that you're supposed to be loved in a relationship in this world. You have to preserve yourself as a person, because once you do that, they're gonna know. They're gonna know it's real also. They can like, well, this person is real. Like, this person really truly feel for me. And hopefully you don't get hurt behind that, because you just gotta pick and choose, you know, of who you want to give your 100% to for a long term relationship. So if I say anything that was like not agreeable with you guys, or if I said anything that possibly y'all totally get what I'm saying, and y'all want to fill in a couple of blanks for me, you know, with this question, you can most definitely, you know, I want to hear from everybody's experience. And I feel like this is totally a good topic to talk about. So with that being said, I will see y'all in the next podcast. Y'all have a good day, have a good week, and I'm out of here. Miss Goody Debates is out.